Right now, it is time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff the Listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game in the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Rizan from Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
Right.
Yeah, we have actually been to Sioux Falls, South Dakota. We did our show there some years ago. How are things in Sioux Falls?
I think you should come back. I was to that show and it was wonderful.
Oh, thank you. Well, we miss you. Welcome to our show, Rizan. You're going to play the game in which you have to tell truth from fiction. Bill, what is Rizan's topic?
All we are is dust in the wind.
We all love a good song lyric, from Baby Got Back to Fat Bottom Girls. But this week we read about lyrics actually having an impact on a news story. They played a central role. Our panelists are going to tell you about it. Only one of them will be telling the truth. Pick that one. You'll win our prize. Carl Castle's voice in your voicemail. Are you ready to play?
I am.
All right. First, let's hear from Amy Dickinson.
Many people's lives have been altered by the Kenny Rogers song, The Gambler. Mainly from people trying to ram hot pokers through their ears in order to rid themselves of the catchy earworm. But last week, the world learned of the first ever documented account of the song actually making someone besides Kenny Rogers, that is, rich. Michael Bogart sells aluminum cladding. He had never gambled or even really played the game of poker before, but then he visited Las Vegas for a trade show. After he downed a tumbler of creme de menthe and soda at the bar at the Aladdin Hotel, Bogart decided to try his luck. Afterward, he said, "I don't know. It was like I was in a trance or something, and all I could draw on was the lyrics of The Gambler. You know how when it says, every hand's a winner and every hand's a loser, but it's knowing when to hold them and knowing when to fold them? Well, I just kept thinking about that, especially the holding them and the folding them part." As the gambler cashed in his chips and claimed his $160,000 reward, he said, "I also knew enough not to count my money while I was sitting at the table."
Somebody actually uses the advice in the song The Gambler. Your next story of someone being saved by song comes from Roy Blunt Jr.
Margaritaville, land of quicksilver enchantment, where even tattoos can change in a twinkling, even in a court of law. Let me explain. Key West, Florida, a.k.a. Margaritaville, home of the salty troubadour Jimmy Buffett, was in court this week trying to deny a license to a prospective new tattoo parlor. However magical a town may be, what happens here stays here doesn't apply to getting tattooed. Key West already has enough tattoo shops, the town argued, before the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals. Too many tattoos and tourists might go home full of regret, the town maintained, citing Mr. Buffett's lyrics. "Don't know the reason, stayed here all season. Nothing to show but this brand new tattoo." And haven't we all been there? Ah, Margie, I don't even know where you are today, except all across my chest. But the judge was hip to the rest of the song. Far from suffering embarrassment over his tattoo, the judge said, the singer goes on to sing, "It's a real beauty, a Mexican cutie." Can't you just see her right now wiggling on your forearm? The judge could. He ruled for the body artists.
Yeah. All right.
Yes.
The lyrics of Jimmy Buffett's classic Margaritaville playing a role in legal proceedings down in Key West. Your last story of a lyric making a difference comes from Greg Proops.
In the high desert of Pahatchie County, Arizona, Sheriff Big Rod Biddle had been there for 24 years and won every election until a woman candidate ran, Sheriff Adele Swanson, a former policewoman from Tucson. Well, Big Rod didn't like this because he was pretty macho and he didn't think a woman should run for sheriff, and he said as much, going so far as to say, "I don't think people want any woman or every woman behind the wheel of a sheriff's vehicle." Well, she accused him of being sexist, which he denied like all men do by going, "Huh." And because, as you know, sexism is as patriotic as apple pie. His campaign song was God Bless the USA by Lee Greenwood, which goes, "I thank my lucky stars to be living here today because the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away or deny the fact that a woman sewed it." Then he would stride in with his 10-gallon Stetson and boots. But there was a debate in Wickenburg, and the tech person in the hotel banquet room running the iPod played a different tune when Rod came out. He walked out to "I'm Every Woman" by Chaka Khan, which goes, "I'm every woman, it's all in me. Anything you want done, baby, I'll do it naturally." Well, the crowd burst out laughing, and he turned red, and then his rival came out, Ms. Swanson, and she came out to It's Raining Men. He lost the election, Ms. Swanson won, and the tech guy is now an honorary deputy in Pahatchie County.
All right, here are your choices. One of these things happened recently. Was it from Amy Dickinson, a man who'd never gambled before, making lots of money by simply following the advice in Kenny Rogers, the Gambler? Was it from Roy Blunt Jr., the lyrics to Jimmy Buffett's Margaritaville playing a key role in a lawsuit about a tattoo parlor in Key West? Or from Greg Proops, how swapping one song's lyrics for another at a rally changed the outcome of an election? Which of these is the real story of a song lyric really making a difference?
As always, they are all very plausible, but I think I'm going to go with Roy's story.
Did you just say always plausible?
No, very plausible.
All right, all right, very plausible. So you're going to go with Roy's story about Key West and the lyrics of Margaritaville playing a role there. Is that your choice?
That's my choice.
All right, well, to bring you the correct answer, we spoke to someone involved in the real story.
Being an expert witness, the Margaritaville song was the segue I used to discuss the history of tattoo parlors in the city.
That was Donald Craig. He is the former planning director of the city of Key West. He's the expert witness in the lawsuit who tried to invoke the lyrics of Margaritaville and was slapped down by a judge who knew the next verse. Congratulations.
Thanks.
You got it right. Roy was telling the truth. That means you earn a point for Roy. That's because it was his turn to tell the truth. But more importantly, you have won our game. You have won Carl Castle's voice in your voicemail. Well done, sir.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for playing.
Take care. Bye-bye.